It's here and now from the DNC in Charlotte, North Carolina.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
Carolina is not only in James Taylor's mind, it's in his blood. He was raised in this state. But what about the music born in this city?
Sitting here, guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone.
That's Anthony Hamilton singing Coming From Where I'm From, which is right here in Charlotte. And we know that because Roland Wilkerson of the Charlotte Observer has compiled a terrific list of music that just says Charlotte. We met up with him to hear more and find out more about Charlotte's Anthony Hamilton.
He's a Grammy-winning R&B artist, and I picked this song because it really captured Charlotte's spirit. The city took a real hammering during the financial crisis with the banks, and I thought his singing about hard times and hustle really was a perfect song for this.
Sometimes you gotta walk to work, yeah.
Coming from where I'm from.
Sometimes you gotta do a little dirt. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", light brown skin. Coming from the university. Nightstyle looking kind of lovely.
Charlotte's own Anthony Hamilton. We're going to have a list at hereandnow.org. There are songs that people will instantly recognize. Banjos. I did not realize that that was written by a Charlotte native.
Yeah, a guitar player named Arthur Smith, who's also famous for Guitar Boogie. When he wrote this song, he wasn't originally giving credit for the song, which appeared in Deliverance. He had to sue the film studios and eventually won and got the songwriting credit.
And he had a big studio here in Charlotte where people like James Brown came to record. But another song that people will instantly recognize, it's not exactly Charlotte, but it's from a county nearby. Let's listen to Foggy Mountain Breakdown from the late, great Earl Scruggs. So, Roland, Earl Scruggs, I mean, Charlotte can claim a little bit, as it can all of North Carolina, but he's from?
Yes, he's from a nearby Boiling Springs, and basically Earl Scruggs reinvented the banjo and helped create bluegrass music. He took it from a background instrument to a real powerhouse, and anybody who ever listens to Foggy Mountain Breakdown really wishes they could pick up the banjo and play like that.
Go way back, Roland, to a song you tell us about, Cotton Mill Colic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is about hard times in the cotton mills. In the late 20s and 30s, the Charlotte area, Gastonia in particular, was home to the textile industry. And this cotton mill worker wrote a song called Cotton Mill Colic, which was colic is short for complaint. And what's amazing about it is that it captures the hard times that come with working in the mill, but he does it in a very upbeat fashion, and it's really quite amazing.
He would be David McCarn, and this was in 1929.
When you go to work, you work like the devil. At the end of the week, you're not on the level. Payday comes, you pay your rent. When you get through, you've not got a cent to buy fat fat meat, pinto beans, now and then to get turnip greens. No use to collect, we're all that way. Can't get the money to move away. I'm gonna starve, everybody will, cause you can't make a living at a cotton mill.
So Cotton Mill Colic, from an industry that was centered here in Charlotte in 1929. And from there we want to go to a song that's on your list that wasn't written by anyone in Charlotte, but certainly reflects an industry that is huge here right now, and that's NASCAR. The Hall of Fame is based here. Here's a song, I Love NASCAR.
We got owners, favorite drivers. Boy, that Tony Stewart's a whiner. And we got rookies, advertisers. Like, let's see, Havoline, Target, Sharpie, Caterpillar, Nextel, Mountain Dew, DuPont, Lowe's, Home Depot, Kodak, M&M's, UPS, Tidal, Tail, Gillette, Kellogg's, Viagra, DeWalt, and Budweiser.
NASCAR got its start up in the mountains of North Carolina when the Moonshiners outran the feds in their souped-up jalopies. And so it was born up there, and now, in one sense, it's based here in Charlotte. The NASCAR Hall of Fame is here, and most of the industry is based in and around Charlotte and Mooresville.
I love a sport that was based in Moonshiners outrunning feds. I mean, that's just so much fun. And the artist here, Cletus Judd.
Yes, and this is a bit of a novelty song. One of the surprising things about NASCAR and rock and roll is that the sport doesn't appear to have an anthem. I looked all over the place. I talked to people at NASCAR and finally just picked a song that kind of best describes the sport.
Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR. I love NASCAR.
And we want to close with a song by Maurice Williams, just so lovely, Stay.
Stay, just a little bit longer. Please, 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 tell them where you're going to. Now all your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more.
Yeah, it's a classic beach tune, and you know, everybody remembers this, and the amazing thing about it, too, is that it's just a minute and 30 seconds. So this guy packs more into a minute and a half than a lot of bands do in 10 minutes.
You say it's what it is, but it's also a plea from a city that wants to be loved.
Yes, we want everybody to stick around. Charlotte very much wants to be loved, and so I thought that was perfect.
Won't you say you love me?
Roland Wilkerson, we know you've asked listeners to send you more ideas for songs born of Charlotte, especially if those listeners are here at the wonderful public radio station WFAE. Please send them to him. We'll let you know how at hereandnow.org. Roland, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Roland Wilkerson of the Charlotte Observer, his list again at hereandnow.org. And readers are adding to it every day. I just read today, REM recorded here in Charlotte. Our listeners are weighing in as well at hereandnow.org. One points to the Charlotte band Paper Tongues. We'll check it out. Another says the Avett Brothers. He says they played small clubs here. Now they sell out the Coliseum. And in the Charlotte Observer today, another favorite. She goes out with everybody from Charlotte's own The Sponge Tones. The Sponge Tones from 79. Do they sound like the Beatles? Yes, they do. That was on purpose. They wanted to. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Thank you so much for the soundtrack for this wonderful city. And send us more. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.